You're at the top of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Ba'avon Nedorim Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Because a person doesn't keep his nether, so his wife dies. Shenemar Emein Lecha L'Shalem Loma Yikach Mishkovcha Mitachtecha. If you can't pay, then why should they take Mishkovcha, Kinoi, for your wife from under you? And the idea here is that not that the wife dies and she doesn't deserve to die, but she's dying for somebody else's sin. But if the wife has a reason to die, but it could be that she'll be saved because her husband doesn't deserve to have his wife die. But if a person is over the oven of the Dorin, then his schus won't save his wife. Or others say that usually if a person is not mekayim his nether, it's because a lot of times his wife's fault too. She didn't let him be mekayim the nether. She was too extravagant, so he didn't have money to be able to be mekayim his nether. So she's a shutuf also in the avera. And also the idea is, we'll see that there's also children. Bavin adorim, Rebbe Omer, Bavin adorim, bonim meisim, children die. Shem ktanim, shenemer al titen es picha lachtias besorecha. V'al tomer lefnei hamalach kishkogohi, lama yiktsof elokim al kolecha. So because you don't keep your word, right, all these things are averas of speech, which is nedarim, so the Rabbanus will be mechabel maisi yodecha. Ezehu maisi yodev shel adam. What's the handiwork of a person? Every yomer bonavonos of his children shel adam. So here it's, again, it doesn't mean the children are going to die because the parents sin. But it means that if there's a reason why these children have to die, their neshamas came into the world for a certain amount of time, the Rabbanu Shem will see to it that these neshamas that have to be taken out will be go through this person and he'll get that tzar. Right? Otherwise, if he didn't deserve the tzar, he wouldn't have these children. Okay. And the idea is that nedarim are an extension to the person. A wife is also an extension to a person. Children are also an extension. So that's the Mida Keneged Mida. Rashi. Im ein lecha l'shalim, olos v'hekdesho shetidor, if you're menader, hekdesh, and you can't pay, mishkavcha az ishtecha, al titen es picha b'neder, lachti es b'sorecho, l'chayiv es bonecho, lefnei ha-malach, gizbar shel hekdesh. The malach over here means a shliach. Malach is a shliach, is the gizbar of hekdesh. You can't pay up your responsibilities, your debts to Hekdesh, to the Gizbar, so then the Rabbanu Shel Olam will hurt Maisi Odecha, your children. Al Kolecha B'Shvil Kol Nidorecha, because of what you made a nether, be what you did with your voice, and you promised things, then you're going to have your children hurt because of it. Tan Rabbanan. Ba'avon nedorim bonim meisim divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that the onesh for not keeping your nether is your children die. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi omer ba'avon bittel Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says that it's because of bittel Torah. A person doesn't learn Torah the way that he should. He's mevatel Torah. So also, what's it called, his children die. Lamanda omer ba'avon nedorim kedamorim. We already explained where the source is that because of the sin of Nedarim, children die. Elaman Yomer Bovin Bittel Torah Mikra. Where is the source in a pasuk that because of Bittel Torah, children die? Yisiv Lashav Hikasi as Beneichem Musar Lo Lokachu. Because Shav is because you didn't learn Torah enough, so that's why your children were killed. Rashi Lashav Hikasi Bitmia Lechidachinam Hikisim. Right, the pasuk they learn the following: Lashav hikasi, did I kill them for nothing? Right, ela b'shvil hamusar lo lakachu. They didn't take the musar, which is Torah, lo lakachu. That's what calls lashon lekach. They didn't learn Torah, and therefore the children are killed. Weiter. Even the one who holds that because of Nedarim children are killed, they can learn from this pasuk too. Because of Shav, right, instead of learning it bitmiya, but Lashav Hikasi has been, because you made a neder, Lashav, right? You didn't keep your nether. The nether then was l'shav. It was for nothing. That's why your children died. Rashi al iske shav sheshakru b'nidreim d'dami l'shvua. It's like a shvua shav. If you don't keep your nether, then what you said was meaningless. Michti, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Hainu Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rebbe are the same person. Rebbe ba'ovin the Dorim Kamer. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that the reason children die is because of Bittul Torah. And Rebbe said before that it's because of the Dorim. So which is it? Boser, the Shomim, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, what's it called? After he heard from Rabbi Lezer of Shimon that it was because of, what's it called, of, after he heard from Elazar Reb Shimon that it was because of Nedarim, so he changed his mind. Right? Until then, he thought it was because of Bittul Torah. And then when he heard what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said, so he changed it and he said it the way that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said it. Okay. So originally he said because of Bittul Torah, and then he changed to Ba'ovin Nedarim. Okay, Pligi bar Abchia bar Abba of Rabbi Yossi. Chadamar ba'oven mezuzah. Right, some say that what's it called because of the not being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. That's why a person, his children die. The Chadamar ba'oven bittul Torah. One says, like we said before, because of bittul Torah. Laman the Omer ba'oven mezuzah. The one who says mezuzah learns it from the pasuk Laman yirbu yameichem v'imei v'neichem alhu adama. And in order that your children should live, you should live and your children should live. Mashma, if you don't do what it says in the pasuk before, your children won't live. And the mikra is nidrash lefanav. Right before that is the mitzvah uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha v'sharecha l'man yirbu yameicha. So mezuzah is the cause for having long life and having your children have long life. And if you don't have a mezuzah properly, then your children won't have a long life. And it only goes on what comes immediately before it, mezuzah. Well, the man v'yomer b'oven bittul Torah, that the one who says that it's bittul Torah, he learns mikra nidrash lefanav, the lifnei fanav. Not only is it mezuzah, even bittul Torah, because before that it speaks about learning Torah. V'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarto b'om, and then l'man yirbu yameichem. So it goes on everything from before. Okay. Rashi. Mikra nidrash. Now, v'hoba oven nidorim omer v'braisa k'maisa. Mishani, hahi kamaisa boser hach itmar. The mikara omer boven bittul Torah. Originally, Rebbe said that the children die because of bittul Torah. Boser the shomer of Elazar, the shomer of Shimon Avua, the havi Rabbi the Rebbe. Right, Rebbe Elazar heard it from his father Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the Rebbe of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. That he said boven the dorim omer hiu namihoch. He says, oh, my Rebbe said that boven the dorim. I always thought it was bittul Torah. He changed it and then he said boven the dorim. Mikra nidrish, l'man yirbu yameichem, yimei v'neichem, nidrish l'fonav koi, akrod l'kamei. This pasuk is going back on the immediate pasuk before it. The mishtoi b'mezuzah. We're just talking about mezuzah. L'chusavtum al mezuzos b'secha. The low lifnei ponav, and not what comes before that, l'imanitam osamas b'neichem. The lifnei ponav, the afbof in bittul Torah kamar. He didn't mean only bittul Torah, even bittul Torah. You're right, also mezuzah, but also bittul Torah. Okay. Pligi bar Rav Meir of Rav Yehuda. There's another machlokas legabe children dying between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Chadam Rav Ovin Mezuzah, like we said, that because of mezuzah children die, and we learn from the pasuk Laman Yirbu Yameichem. Chadam Rav Ovin Tzitzis, and one says because of tzitzis. Bishlam Laman Yom Rav Ovin Mezuzah Dichsiv Uchsavtam Al Mezuzos Beisecha Uchsiv Basrei Laman Yirbu Yameichem Yimei V'neichem. Right, mezuzah, we already have a source, because it says mezuzah, and then it says, l'man yirbu yameichem. So, I know, michlal hey, natashomei alav. If you'll be mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, your children will live. If not, they won't have long life. Ela l'man yomer boven tzitzis, my time, but where is there a makor that because of tzitzis, children died? Omer of Kahana, v'seim ashela mori, d'chsiv, gam b'knofecho nimtzu dam nafshos evyonim nikiyim. Right? Because of your knofayim, because of your the mitzvah in the corners of your beged, you will have the blood of evyonim nikiyim. So Rashi says, let's see Rashi, b'gam b'knofecho, b'shvil knofecho, shebitalta mitzvosa, because you're mavatal, the mitzvah tzitzis, Nimtzu alecha chovas dam nafshos evyonim nikiyim. Who is evyonim nikiyim? Poor people. They have no mitzvahs and they have no averes. They're nikiyim. That's bonim ktanim shlochatu. The Marsha says evyonim is rashi is no trikon. Av ubonim. Evyonim is av ubonim. So it's a hint, avos and bonim. Okay. Tosfos here explains that it's not talking that a person is wearing a beged of arba kanfis and he doesn't put in tzitzis. Okay, that's not that aveir is only a bitl asay. Just for being mevatel a mitzvah asay, you're not going to have your children die, right? But he says what it is a person goes to great lengths to not to wear clothing that's chayiv in tzitzis, because you're not chayiv to wear tzitzis, right? But the person who goes out of his way, and he says that's only in their times where they wore those begadim normally. The minig was to wear a beged of arba kanfos. That's the kind of begadim they wore. And you went and the dafka changed your begadim so you wouldn't have to put on tzitzis. That's worse than being mevatel stama mitzvah. Here you show that you're not interested in the mitzvah b'chlal. You go out of your way to pati yourself in the mitzvah. That's already, but he said, bizman hazeh, where we don't wear those kind of begadim anyway. Right, so to bedafka go and have to wear a beged of arba kanfas, and if you don't do that, you'll be punished. That not, that there's no punishment for not. But he says, but the minig is to go out of your way to put on an arba kanfas, so you'll be able to wear to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. But you're not going to be punished if you didn't wear tzitzis bizman hazeh, because here you would have to go out of your way to be mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah. There you went out of your way to pati yourself in the mitzvah. It's a different story. So a person who doesn't wear tzitzis, right, and he goes out of his way to patter himself from it, be'idna the risk, he's punished for it, and children suffer for it also. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, l'man de'omer ba'avan mezuzah, no me mihochadus. See, the mezuzah mistam is the same thing. You go out of your way to make your doorposts in a way that you don't have to have a chiyuv mezuzah. Okay. From here you can learn also the oven of mezuzah. The siv, lo b'machteres matzosim, right, she'osu psochim k'machteres. Same idea, right? I found them in living in tunnels. In other words, they made their doorways like tunnels that didn't have a chiyuv mezuzah. In other words, they made them bedafka to pater, they made the door in such a way that it shouldn't have to have a chiyuv mezuzah. So that already is rishus. It shows that you're not interested in chlal in the Torah. Rashi, kimachteres she'ein lo psimim, doesn't have the mezuzahs, the doorposts. Tachi omar kroa lo b'machteres pischei hamatzosim shleimim b'mitzvosai. Ki al kol eila hi kesi. The high kroa b'osur l'shav hi kesi es b'neichem. This pasuk comes after the pasuk before l'shav hi kesi es b'neichem. We learn that children are punished for certain averes, and right after that it says because I found that you don't have mezuzahs that doorposts that are chayiv in mezuzah. Okay. Omrish Lakish, kol azor b'tzitzis zocha mishamshin lo shnei alothin v'shmona meos avodim. Person who's careful in mitzvah tzitzis. Here's just the opposite. Instead of going out of your way to pati yourself in from tzitzis, you go out of your way to be extra careful in the mitzvah tzitzis. So La'asid Lavo have 2,800 slaves serving him. Goyim. Shenemar Komar Hashem Tzvakos Bayomi Mohema Ashi Yachziku Asora Anoshim Mikol Lashonos HaGoyim Yachziku B'knaf Ish Yehudi Leymor Nelcha Imachem. Right? 10 people from each nation, so 70 nations, 10 people is 700 people, will grab onto each corner of a Jew's beged and say, let me do something for you. So the Marsha says, can't mean literally, you can't have 700 people holding on the corner of a beged. So it means that because of the corner of the beged, because of the mitzvah that's on the corner, 700 people with each of the corners, you'll be zochet to avodim to serve this person. So 4 times 700 is 2,800. Okay. Okay. Simin, okay. Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer, ba'avon sinas chinam, meriva rabba b'sol beso, because a person has sinas chinam. Rashi learns what is sinas chinam. First of all, b'knaf ish Yehudi, b'schar hakonav, in the schar of the fact that the person was mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, which is on the konav, Yachziku b'kyanav asora anoshim mikol loshon. Hari sheva meos l'shivim loshon. 70 nations, 10 people from each nation, 700. The arba kanfos yeshlo hari alpayim u'shmona meos. So for each kanav, mashiv from here that each kanav is a separate mitzvah. Each of the four corners are a separate mitzvah. You get four mitzvahs of tzitzis for one beged. Sinas chinam, shelo roa bo dover aveira, sheem mutter v'sanoso v'sono. Rashi's uptight of sinas chinam is any sina that you don't have a right to hate the person. There's a mitzvah to hate a person that you saw do an aveira. You know he didn't do tshuva, so you're allowed to hate him. But you didn't see him do any aveira. So you have no right to hate this person. That's sinas chinam. Sinas chinam means baseless or not warranted hatred. There's hatred that's warranted. This is unwarranted hatred. Meriva rabba, mida keneged mida. Because you hate other people, your family will hate you. There'll be fights in your family. The ishto mapelis nefalim, the wife will have miscarriages. Ubana venosav shalotam mesim kshenktanim, and children will die when they're young. All of that comes from sinas chinam. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, ba'avon chala. Ein bracha b'mechunas, because a person doesn't give challah, so what you gather together and store up, there won't be any bracha in that. Okay, u'me'eira mishtalachas v'sha'orim, and there'll be a curse in the economy, right? The prices, the index, whatever, will be cursed. V'zorim zroyim v'acherim oklin, you'll plant and it'll grow, but other people will eat it. Shenemar afani es azos lachem, pasuk in the Tochacha in Vayikra, difkadeti aleichem behala es hashachetes v'esakadachas mechalos enayim medivos nofesh, uzratim larik zarachem v'achlu oideichem, you'll plant and your enemies will eat it, al tikri behala ela bechala. And the Marsha explains why we darshan like this, because if behala, right, was a curse, it should have said, v'hifkadeti aleichem es habehala. Not v'ifkadit yaleichem bihala. So bihala, you have to read bichala. Because of the aveira of chala, all these other punishments will come. The imnosnim, right, al tikre bihala ela bichala. The imnosnim, if you give chala, misbarchim, then you get a bracha. Shenema reishis arisosechem titnu lakoen laniach bracha el beisecha. If you give the first of your dough, meaning the chala, then you'll get a bracha. So it's either or. If you don't do it, you get a klala. If you do do it, not that you won't get a klala. You get a bracha. That's the way Torah is. Torah is the extremes. It's either a bracha or a klala. There's no in-between. Okay, Rashi. Mariva Rabba, Bonav Ketanim Mesim, Ahavosu Nitelas Mimenu, Hainu Nomi B'Mida. There's also Mida Keneged Mida. The person has seen a Shechinam, so his children die. Right, your children, usually little children love you. When they get older, there's a story. But in any case, when they're younger, right, so children love their parents. So they'll take away your little children, and you'll be missing that love because you caused hatred. The things that you store up, your storehouses of wine and oil, there'll be a, what's it called, no bracha. Because the storehouses will be, there'll be no bracha in it. So Menela, the prices will go up, right? Because there'll be less of a supply and more of a demand. So the prices will go up. Bechala ba'avon chala, because of chala. The Maral explains that chala is taken when the thing is a finished product, right? The dough, right? Not in like miser and truma in the raw materials. So the mida keneged mida, the onesh will come in finished things, in what you store up, what the chal is what people produce, the dough, that's where the mitzvah is, in your actions. So in things that you stored up the things, you planted already, everything reached its final stage, that's when the klala will come. But in the avon of trumas and maestras or whatever, there the onesh comes in the raw product. Right, each one fits the thing. Let's go on. The avon bittel trumas and maestras shemayim netzorim. Right, same idea. Right, trumas and maestras isn't the onish is not going to be in the finished product. It's going to be in the rabbanus of olam's part before you get to the finished product. The rains aren't going to come because trumas and maestras it's in its raw state what the rabbanus did. Chala is in the finished state what you did. So. The onesh for challah will come in finished products where people already were involved, and the onish for Trumas and Maisers will come on the Rabbanu Shel Olam stage, the rains, and so on. Milahori Talamotar, the heavens won't bring out Talamotar, the Hayoker have a, there'll be tremendous, what's it called, things will be very expensive, not so much the economy, the market, but they'll be initially expensive. The Haschar of it, people won't get Parnassa. Parnassa, the Maral says, comes directly from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's not what people do. People just make their ishtadlis, but the Parnassa itself is from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ubnei Adam rotzim achar parnasosam, and the Marsha says schar ovad doesn't mean you won't make profit. It means that there won't be any work for people to do. Right? People have no work because the since there'll be a klala, there won't be any rain, there won't be any tfua, there won't be any need for workers to harvest the crops. So people will be running around unemployed. That's haschar ovad. Ubnei Adam rotzim achar parnasosam. People run therefore to find parnasa because there won't be any parnasa. There's no work in the fields. They ain't magi, and they won't be, find any work. Shenemar tzia gam chom, yigazlu meme sheleg, sho'ol chotu. My mashon, what the pasuk mean? Tanad Rebbe Shmuel, b'shvil dvarim shetzivisi eskem b'imos achama, the lo asisim, because of the mitzvahs that I gave you, b'imos achama, when the tvua grows, to give trumas and maestras and so on, and you didn't do it, yigazlu mekem meme sheleg b'imos achshamim. Then in the imos achshamim, you're not going to have any bracha. The imnosnim, and if you do give trumas and maisros, misbarchin, you have an extra special bracha. Shenemar, heviu es kol ha-maiser al beis ha-otzer. If you bring your maiser to the beis ha-otzer, in other words, you take off maiser and you put it in your otzer and you give it out, the tereth that they see, right? And therefore, you'll, what's it called, you'll give tereth. Tereth means, what's it called, parnasa, right? To those people that are Badesi, my people, the Kalevi, the Yosum, the Almon, or whatever, v'chanuni no bezos, you can test me with this. That's what it says, that a person can test the Rabbanu Shel Olam with Meiser, right, to see if he'll get a bracha from it. The Omer Hashem Tzvakos, umul eftach lem es arubos ha-shamayim, I'll open up the windows of heaven for you, v'arikosi lechem bracha ad b'lidai. You get a bracha ad belidai. My ad belidai. What does it mean, bracha ad belidai? Omar Rami Bar Rav. Omar, who's this? Who's the Gimel? Omar Rav Chama? Omar Rami Bar Chama, okay. Till your lips wear out from saying die, Rashi. Hashamayim netzorim. No, v'hifkadeti kamolo nifkad mimenu ish. Amayit es mashalechem shenetastem kvar. Right, v'hifkadeti means I will, what's it called, take away what you already stored up. Hashamayim netzarim, utach she'en geshamim hayoker havi. Since there's no rains, and therefore the small supply, they'll be very expensive. Uschar ovet, schar revach. You won't have any profit. And again, the Marsha says schar means there won't be any wages paid, because people won't have any work. Tziya gamchom, tziya kamot tzivui. Dvarim shetzivisi eschem, b'shasachom, in hainu trumas umaisus, things that I commanded you to do in the summer, right, where you're already gathering in your tvua, is going to cause problems already in the winter, that you won't have anything to, that you harvest the crop in the summer. Then you bring it into the house and enjoy it during the winter. So if you don't take off trumas and maisers in the summer, you're going to suffer in the winter. Okay, this the idea of arikosi lechem bracha ad belidai, the arikosi, I'll pour out for you a bracha, right? The harik means to pour out from one kli to another, to empty this, empty out the kelim with a brach. So in any case, so it says that what's it called? It means you'll your lips will wear out from saying enough. The Gemara learns in Tainis from this pasuk that you're not allowed to be mispalel for rov tova. You can't make a tefillah that if you have too much good, that good should go away unless it's a harmful. But stam, it's too much, it's bothersome, or whatever, you can't daven that too much good should go away. If it's raining, too much, but it's not harming anything, it's not destructive rains, then you can't daven the rain should stop. Right? That's like kufli tova. We learn from this pasuk. that your lips wear out from saying enough. Okay? But mashma that you can't daven, that, but it's mashma that you can't say die. Your lips will wear out from saying die. Mashma, you can say die. Right? So where's the raya from here that you're not allowed to daven and say enough? Here it's mashma, you are saying enough. Your lips will wear out from saying enough. I just wanted to say the pshat like this, that lechora, your lips can't wear out from saying die. Die, doesn't involve your lips. Right? The dalid and the yud have nothing to do with your lips. Right, so that's shot. When a person wants to say something, but he can't, so he puts his lips together tight, that he shouldn't be able to say anything. So your lips will wear out, milomar dai, from not being able to say dai. But your lips can't wear out from saying dai, right, because it's only your tongue and your palate is dai, not your lips. So Mela, that's the pshat. Milomar dai, your lips will wear out from not being able to say dai. That's what we learned that from. Okay. So there's a if most people aren't taking Trumas and Maisers, there's a Gzardin on the Tzibur, and even Yechidim suffer because they're part of that Tzibur. So the Rebbeinu finds other ways of making up for the Yochid, but there's a Gzera on the Tzibur too. But you can test me. The Rebbeinu Shem says you can test with Maisers. In other words, you can say, if I'm going to give Maiser, why don't you make me rich? You're not allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shem with anything else except Maiser. Some learn that means all tzedakah, and some means it means only Maiser dogan. Right? It's machlokas. Some say that means all tzedakah you can test the Rebbeinu Shem with. You can say, giving tzedakah in order that this should happen, or whatever. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, fine. Others say it's not tzedakah, just Maiser. Oven gezel hagovai ole v'harav hove uvnei adam ochlin besar b'neim ubnoseim. Because of gezel, because people steal, so the govai is the grasshoppers come and eat all the tfua. V'harav hove, and there's because of that there's no food, so people are hungry. Ubnei adam, and because they're hungry, they end up eating their children who die because of the rav. They eat their flesh. Which happened in the time of Bayesheni, whatever. Shenemar Shimu Adover Azeb Paros Haboshon Asher Bahar Shomron Haoshkos Dalim. The fat cows in the Boshon is the way that the Navi spoke about these people who were what's it called, oppressors of other people, and they oppressed the poor. Harotzitzos Avyonim. They crushed the needy, right? Omar Rava, who are these people? Now, it's not Stam people who go around stealing. That's obvious. It's a different kind of stealing. Hani Noshi de Mechuza, the Ochlan Velo Avdan. These are the rich women of Mechuza who eat plenty and don't do any work. So they impoverish their husbands and cause them to steal, right? And Mela, what's it called? Rashi, the Ochlan Velo Avdan. So either they steal from their husbands because they're not doing the work they're supposed to do, and they eat up their husband's money, but they don't work, so they're stealing from the husbands. They cause their husbands to steal because they eat up all his money and he has no money, and therefore he has to go to steal to be able to be mafarnes then. Uksiv, and right after that it says the kesiyaschem b'shidofon v'yerakon harbos ganosechem the karnechem, the tainechem, the zeisechem, yochel hagozam, right, that the grasshoppers, different kind of grasshoppers will eat up your crops, uksiv yeser hagozam ochel ha'arve, the yeser ha'arve ochel ha'yelek, the yeser ha'yelek ochel ha'chasil, all different kinds of grasshoppers, one after the other will come and eat what the other one's left over. Uksiv ha'yigzor al yamin v'rov v'yochel al-smov v'losovu ish b'sar zro'o yochelu, until the hunger gets so great that people end up eating their children. Al tikri boser zroo, not that they'll eat the flesh of their arm, el boser zaro, they'll eat their own children. Uksiv, Rashi says, Bahi Parsha, Binavuas Amos, Hikesia Shebeshidofov, the Sefi de Krok, Karnechem, Zesechem, Yochel Hagozom, Uksiv, the Yoel Yeser Hagozom, the Mashmash Hagozom, Eno el Atrilus Maka. That's only the beginning, the Gozom. After that, Vacharel, Boim, Arbe, Chasil, Alma Govai, Oleba Oven Gezel. Because of the stin of Gezel, which is the pasuk before, all this terrible klal has come. The kivin de mine govai olim rov habi. Since the tvu will be eaten by the grasshoppers, so there'll be a hunger. But even the harav have, once there's hunger, ksibi yishaya, the Israel yamin, v'rav, the sefi dekra, ish besar zro, yochelu. And once the hunger gets really bad, children die and people end up eating their children to survive the hunger.